Harper Audio presents Stock Investing for Dummies, Second Edition by Paul Mladenovic, read by Brett Barry. Copyright 2006 by Wiley Publishing, Inc. Production and abridgment copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Although the stock market has served millions of investors for nearly a century, recent years have shown me that a great investing vehicle such as stocks can be easily misunderstood, misused, and even abused. The great bull market of 1982 to 1999 came to a screeching halt in 2000. During 2000 to 2002, millions of investors lost a total of over $5 trillion. What bothers me is that much of that loss was easily avoidable. Investors at the tail end of a bull market often think that stock investing is an easy, carefree, certain way to make a quick fortune. How wrong they are. The countless stories of investors who lost tremendous amounts of money speculating in tech stocks, dot-coms, and other flashy stocks are lessons for all of us. Successful stock investing takes diligent work and knowledge, like any other meaningful pursuit. This audiobook can definitely help you avoid the mistakes others have made and can point you in the right direction. Understanding what not to do can be just as important as figuring out what to do. In all the years that I have counseled and educated investors, the single difference between success and failure, between gain and loss, boils down to one word: knowledge. Take this recording as your first step in a lifelong learning adventure. The stock market has been a cornerstone of the investor's passive wealth-building program for over a century and continues in this role. The period of 1995 to 2005 was one huge roller coaster ride for stock investors. If it was a stock chart, the graph would look like Mount Everest. Fortunes were made and lost. With just a little more knowledge and a few wealth-preserving techniques, more investors could have held on to their hard-earned stock market fortunes. This audiobook is designed to give you a realistic approach to making money in stocks. It provides the essence of sound, practical stock investing strategies and insights that have been market-tested and proven from nearly 100 years of stock market history. Stock Investing for Dummies, Second Edition, doesn't assume that stocks are a sure thing and the be-all and end-all of wealth building. At times, I may tell you not to invest in stocks, and I can help you succeed not only in up markets, but also in down markets. Bull markets and bear markets come and go, but the informed investor can keep making money no matter what. To succeed in the world of stock investing, keep in mind these key success factors. Analyze yourself. What do you want to accomplish with your stock investing? What are your investment goals? Know where to get information. The decisions you make about your money and what stocks to invest in require quality information. Understand why you want to invest in stocks. Are you seeking appreciation, capital gains, or income, dividends? Do some research. Look at the company whose stock you're considering to see whether it's a profitable company worthy of your investment dollars. Choosing a winning stock also means that you choose a winning industry. You'll frequently see stock prices of mediocre companies in hot industries rise higher and faster than solid companies in floundering industries. Therefore, choosing the industry is very important. Understand how the world affects your stock. Stocks succeed or fail in large part due to the environment in which they operate. Economics and politics make up that world, so you should know something about them. Understand and identify megatrends. Doing so makes it easier for you to make money. Use investing strategies like the pros do. In other words, how you go about investing can be just as important as what you invest in. Sometimes, what people tell you to do with stocks is not as revealing as what people are actually doing. This is why I like to look at company insiders before I buy or sell that particular stock.